Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today it is Monday and time for Common Health with Carrie Goldberg. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so you're here to give us a reality check on vitamin supplements, those many colorful bottles with all the letters of the alphabet on them, lining more and more rows of CVS.
Well, many, many rows, yes. And to tell you which ones you should or possibly need not be taking, because there's a big new overview of vitamin supplements that's just out today in the journal JAMA, and it was led by Harvard Medical School's Dr. Joanne Manson, who leads the Division of Preventive Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Okay, and she's known for leading enormous studies like the Women's Health Initiative. And she follows, what, thousands of people for years to see what their health outcomes are?
Right, everything from hormone replacement to diet. So great big studies. She's all about the evidence. And so this new overview is based on studies that encompassed millions of people in total. And even though, you know, I know the evidence we have is still far from perfect, and we can all often just get annoyed because health advice tends to flip-flop back and forth. But I would contend that at least her advice is based on evidence. And I value that very much when we're talking about an industry that, you know, it produces bottles of substances called things like Ripped Man and Steel Libido, right?
Okay.
So better
and
than that.
And those are actual real products.
I just saw those on the shelf yesterday. I was checking, yes. Now, many of us would naturally be cautious about supplements with names like that. But you know, there's a much bigger gray area that can be really confusing. Like you hear about benefits from higher doses of vitamins like E or B12 or D or C, and you just don't know whether you should be taking them or not.
Right. Okay. So I've been having a lot of fun this hour, but this is serious because it is confusing, right? I mean, so should you be taking these vitamins?
Well, so The basic advice is, of course, talk to your doctor. But what I like about this big overview that was just published as what's called a viewpoint in JAMA is that it's directed at doctors. And by the way, they don't get much formal training on recommending vitamin mineral supplements. But the rest of us can read it, too. It's very straightforward. So I asked Dr. Manson to sum up its findings for the general public.
It's best to get these vitamins and minerals from foods, from the diet. And in a healthy general population, there is no additional benefit from supplementation. And there are advantages of getting the vitamins and minerals from foods.
And, you know, those advantages include that the vitamins and minerals are better absorbed that way. They interact better with other things like fiber. So it's just better chemistry in your body. So biggest point here, healthy food is better than pills.
Okay. But she said that she specified that this is for, quote, the healthy general population, meaning what about people who don't fall into that category?
Which is a great many of us, right? And that's the second big point that, you know, there are a lot of subgroups that can benefit from vitamin and mineral supplements. And Dr. Manson talks about life stages when you can benefit from vitamins, even if you're healthy.
During pregnancy, taking folic acid, prenatal vitamins during infancy, especially in a breastfed infant. And also midlife and older adults may benefit in terms of B12, vitamin D, calcium.
So all of those have reasonably good evidence to back them up. You know, she runs through them kind of fast. Here they are again, folic acid during pregnancy, that prevents some birth defects, vitamin D and iron for breastfed babies, and then for us mature folks, vitamin D, calcium. Yes, that's me. Vitamin D, calcium, possibly B12 if our doctors recommend it. So she's going for a kind of a big framework for vitamins through your lifespan. And we should mention also there's another group of people who need vitamin supplements because they're at high risk for not absorbing enough of certain vitamins, either because they take medications or they have diseases like pernicious anemia or celiac disease that might block the vitamins.
Okay, so just to recap, this is evidence based on these big studies that Dr. Manson has done.
And others have done.
We're talking about, you know, what we know about the science around vitamins. But the thing is that sometimes doctors tell us to take a multivitamin. It almost sounds like an insurance policy. I mean, so what is she saying about kind of general multivitamin consumption?
Right. They routinely tell us that. Yeah. It's almost kind of like a default, right? So I pressed Dr. Manson a bit on that because this overview of the evidence I would not describe as a ringing endorsement of multivitamins for the general population, but it doesn't warn against them either. And here's what she says.
There is one study, one large-scale randomized trial that suggests there may be a modest reduction in the risk of cancer. And we are trying to see if those findings can be replicated. We're actually doing a large randomized trial of multivitamins right now, a second trial.
But she says overall, for now, there isn't yet evidence that if you're healthy overall and you eat a healthy diet, that you'll get any benefit from a multivitamin.
Okay, but she didn't say that there would be harm. So should I keep taking my multivitamin every day?
Right. Well, I'm not your doctor, Meghna. But basically, that's right. She's not sounding a big alarm about multivitamins. And she says if someone is concerned about their diet, you know, the main thing is to eat better, but it's reasonable insurance to take a multivitamin if you want. So this overview isn't aiming to discourage you from taking multivitamins. It does aim to warn against very high dose supplements of individual vitamins.
Okay, so very high dose. I mean, which ones and could they cause harm?
Right. So she points out that beta carotene and vitamin E and others have been linked to risks when taken at very high doses. Again, ask your doctor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But Carrie, this is really interesting because this is an industry that's pretty much unregulated.
It's pretty wild west. Yeah. And that's another big point of this overview is if you are going to buy vitamins, you want to make sure they're not contaminated and they have in them what they even claim to have in them. Dr. Manson says to look for labels.
Such as U.S. Pharmacopoeia, USP, NSF International, UL, or other information on the label suggesting it's undergone an independent quality control test.
Okay, Carrie, I want to say something because I think people might rightly say, Meghna, you misspoke earlier, because advocates of the vitamin industry would say that they are regulated in that they cannot make specific health claims about, you know, curing things on the labels of their supplements. So they use sort of softer language, but they say that that's a form of strong regulation.
Right. Okay. We have taken that proviso from you, although it's amazing to me what they're allowed to claim anyway. It may do just about anything for you, you know, but it's true.
Okay.
Yes, that's true. And just to sum up the state of the evidence will, of course, change with time. Dr. Manson is looking at vitamin D and omega-3s. There's a lot more to come. Multivitamins, too.
Wow. Well, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, so I'm glad you're helping us keep us up to date on the science there. Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health. Thank you, Carrie, as always.
You're welcome.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.